You are watching a master at work.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever part of the day that you are tuning in, welcome to the 47th episode of the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. I am your host, Nate Boogie. Without further ado, I got to get into this show. I got a great one lined up for you, but first, I got to set it off right. Hit me up, 773-234-5078. You can also email me, theboogie300@gmail.com. I'm always social networking, facebook.com/IamNateBoogie, or the easiest way to get in touch with me, tweet at me, @NateBoogie or @Boogie300. Get with me, I'll get back with you. First and foremost, this show right here is sponsored unofficially by the return of the McDonald's McRib. Hate on me if you want to. Shout out to the McRib sandwich. We'll talk about that later on. Like I said before, I got a great show lined up for you. Miss J-Lo has a breakdown on stage in the middle of his show. I definitely want to talk about that. Wiz Khalifa does it big for his Boothang's 29th birthday. Miss Amber Rose, find out more about that. My man Kid Cudi has a security guard that has really earned his check in a previous show that just happened, I think last week or something like that. And the president of the United States of America, Barack Obama, does not like little Sasha and Malia watching a particular show that Americans seem to love and watch each and every week. Find out which show it is when I come back. But without further ado, I got some new music right now from Common featuring Nas. It's called Ghetto Dreams right here on the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. Let's go.
A bitch that look good and cook good. Cinderella fancy, but she still look hood. Butt naked in the kitchen flipping pancakes. Plus she tricking off the dough that a man makes. We got our own handshake, her titties ain't fake. Fucking in the car cause we just can't wait to get home. Early in the morning getting stoned. Pretty with her eyes low, money by a Bible. The type of bitch that Big said he would die for. Is the type that I'd rather stay alive for. Tats on her back, looking all tribal. She no shoes, like she no survival. Well put together, she weathered the storm. Seen her brother die, so forever she strong. Hit Beyonce's song and she gotta perform. Whether fucking or fighting, we getting it on.
Ghetto dreams. Ghetto, ghetto dreams. Ghetto niggas dreams. Ghetto, ghetto dreams. Ghetto niggas dreams. Ghetto dreams. Ghetto, ghetto niggas dreams. From the hood.
I don't even say shit, she can feel it. I talk's the realest, toenails acrylic. Ass is a weapon and it's hard to conceal it. Baby in one arms, the other is a skillet. Fried chicken macaroni, raised on the back of Stony. Ghetto Prince, she's my abalone. Like chick that had the back of Tony. Montana, reminded me of me, of my mama. Knowing the drama like she know when the joke. Still a nigga squares not want me to smoke. I poke my head out of business. My tweets is the streets and I know who my friends is. Endless love for the money, power and clothes. My ghetto housewife watch reality shows. She might get the snapping if the cabinets ain't closed. When the camera snaps snapping, she ready to pose.
Ghetto dreams. Ghetto, ghetto dreams.
On my flaws when it come to writing rhymes. Subject matter be changing too quickly at times, so I keep it strictly about dimes and stick to the story. Call me a pro in the pussy category. Had explicit experiences I shouldn't mention. For me, getting women turned from sport to addiction. Powerful women playing the roles of submission. Lawyers on leashes, congresswomen inflicting pain on them. I gave one of them, I'm sadistic. They liked it, they diked it, devices twisted. Till I get a nice chick to get me on some nice shit. Crib raising kids, Labrador behind a white fence. But I'm still single, looking for Cleopatra, African queen. Yo, look at me, I'm a bachelor. Y'all niggas in trouble, keep your girls behind closed doors. Cross your fingers, be happy, I haven't chose yours. She love glamour, bought a Vera Wang sandals. Valentino bags, it's my etiquette. My man is half hood, half glass. Photographers, cameras, caught us out there. The spotlight, hope she can handle. She can join me red carpet at my next non-profit. Event having spots to buy some alcohol product. Jumping out of Bentley with some fresh red bottoms. You lived your dream with me when you were just in the projects.
Ghetto dreams. Ghetto, ghetto dreams. Ghetto,
New music from Common featuring Nas is called Ghetto Dreams. What y'all think about that? Huh? Any opinions? Hit me up 773-234-5078. Let me know what you think about that joint. You can also email me, theboogie300@gmail.com. I'm always social networking. You can tweet at me, at NateBoogie or at Boogie300. But welcome back to the 47th episode of the Boogie 300 online radio show, sponsored unofficially by the McDonald's McRib. Hey, don't hate on it. I love the sandwich. Had three of them today. What? Anyways, back into the news. My girl J-Lo recently had a breakdown on stage about two nights ago. She did a performance and she was singing one of her songs and had a couple come out that had the dress on that she had when she was with Diddy, danced, then had another one with Ben Affleck, danced, then had another one with Mark Anthony, danced, and I guess she couldn't handle it and her whole past just flashed before her eyes and she got emotional, ran off stage crying, boo-hoo. First of all, don't bring your personal life into your entertainment industry. We don't care about it. What you do in your personal time is what you do. Second of all, if you're going to bring it, be able to handle it. People pay for you to put on a show, not to cry and run off stage. J-Lo, get your life together. That's all I'm saying on that. We ain't got time for it. We could be somewhere sitting down having a McRib sandwich is all I'm saying. On another note, still got nothing but love for J-Lo. Though I will not be buying one of those Fiat cars that you are endorsing. That is an ugly-ass car. It will remain an ugly-ass car. You need to be in a Lexus commercial or something trying to push a Benz. I don't care what it is. But that little ugly-ass car that you marketing, not going to work in the United States. We don't do small cars here. Trucks and up. That's all we do. Big sedans and trucks. Do a Cadillac commercial. Shout out to the homie J-Lo. We still remember you from In Living Color, though, baby. We got number love for you all day, every day. Anyways, when I come back, the big homie Wiz Khalifa does it big for Amber Rose's 29th birthday, and Kid Cudi's security guard earns his check. Find out what I'm talking about when I come back. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 online radio show.
On princess, somebody's girl, she probably might be one. I know a real bad bitch when I see one. I'm like, if it was me, I keep hun, because she the kind of girl a nigga needs, son. No games, I'm serious, I think I really like her. Oh Lord, she's it, I'll wife her. Hoping I can get close enough to try her. Man, I will lock her down, life her. Cause she the baddest bitch in the world, and all I think is how I'm supposed to make her my girl. Damn, I just wanna get the chance to please her. Look at Jay-Z and B, that could be us. You got what I need, I knew it. Let's not waste time, let's do it. We can do it big. Unites. You Michelle Obama, the president's wife. I done made my old girl jealous. On the red carpet, now my new chick famous. My dog told me lately I ain't focused now. Cause it's clear, shorty got me open now. She really got me spinning like a ceiling fan. I ain't in and out the clubs, I'm a different man. I used to play around with the groupies, yeah. Met her, then I gave the groupies up. Long hair, green eyes. True religious, fitting tight around a mean thigh. I ain't tripping off of what my boy said. I'm just trying to be a boyfriend. And you ain't got to worry about them chicks. Cause baby, you that bitch.
We can do it big now. Saying Jay-Z, live that life now.
I'm telling you, girl, you wanna do it.
Baby, just come with me. That could be us.
Cause we
ever,
girl.
That could be us.
Sriracha. Shades on, you a actress. Nose turned up, walk like you that bitch. I know exactly what you all about. The new Louis bag, before it's even out. Yeah, baby, I know how to treat ya. Handcuffs, you a keeper.
We can do it big like Jay-Z.
Welcome back to the Boogie 300. That was new music from Mano. It's called That Could Be Us. I'm really feeling that joint. A little laid back, something for the ladies. Shout out to the big homie Mano, still doing his thing out there. Anyways, I'm Nate Boogie. Of course, this is the Boogie 300 online radio show, episode number 47. Five away, y'all. 1 year. You know how I do it. Anyways, this show is brought to you unofficially by the McDonald's McRib. It is back. It is back and better than ever. Shout out to the McRib sandwich. I'm going to get me another one soon as this show is over with. Anyways, back into the show. The big homie Wiz Khalifa did it big for his Boothang's birthday 29. Miss Amber Rose, you can see pictures of them on the website, boogie300.com. They had a great time. I don't know where they were. It looked like Hawaii or something like that. But, yeah, shout out to Amber Rose. Shout out to Wiz Khalifa. I've always wanted to know what was people's opinions of that relationship. You know, how it started, how it came to be. Because let's be honest, if Kanye West wouldn't have dated Amber Rose, nobody would have ever known who Amber Rose was unless you seen her perform at the club that she used to work at. Other than that, you know, so, and then, you know, going from one hip-hop artist to another, you know, with a name and, like, you kind of being passed around. Well, I guess if J-Lo can go from celebrity to celebrity, Amber Rose can too then. How about that? All good. None but respect for it. None but love for it. Hope they had a good time. Like I said, you can see the pictures on my website, boogie300.com. Cut this segment short. When I come back, the big homie Kid Cudi, his security guard, earned his check. And Barack Obama does not like his two little girls watching this show. Find out more what I'm talking about when I come back. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 online radio show.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a rainbow everywhere depending on where you stand. Whether the dashboard or gate or the walls 100 grand each. Double R interior tan, outside is peach. Or you trying to make a deal out in Golden Beach. Or the Florida Keys, ducking the Florida D's. But you only end up with bricks of sand. I know niggas that run from their shadows like Peter Pan. Running like it's a Nike commercial, but he's the man. What he don't like on sight, he murk like he's the clan. 8 balls the size of baseballs like Jeter's hand. It's Fico, fam. Yeah, it's the shit. Zip your face up when skateboarders on the strip. Catch me in the Gap V with some BBC trunks. Flip-flops, sipping on cream like it's punch. I push the spaceship with the chrome lady in the front. Bending over like she just puffed Buster's blunt. I told y'all motherfuckers once. I think I'm hungry, finna eat y'all niggas lunch. Y'all niggas cunts, I'm from the Commonwealth. But wealth ain't common when niggas roll around with chrome solvers looking for problems. Mouth full of gold, slang when they roll. Arthritic fingers, niggas bang when they stroll. Traded in the hats for the cane and the gold. The gold's for the chain and the cane was on swole. Ayo, Chip, get these peon niggas told.
Still stand tall when it all falls down. Whether Hollywood Hills or a one-horse town, you should know better. It's no better than these four letters. More than ever, niggas want me dead. Cause they starving and I'm getting fed. But fuck them anyway. I'd rather be me on my worst day than to be a sucker nigga on his birthday. All cake, no candles, just a living example. 10 toes down, all out, no sandals. Godfather, young Marlon Brando. Let me make sure they understand, yo. Hear ye, you wise, you fear me. Real niggas of they shine, much obliged, me or C.
Everybody wanna criticize him by how bad he ended up. Look how bad it could've been. I could've caught a body, sold a brick to somebody who volunteered my information to the federales. I made it out of all of that, like I ain't gonna be proud of that. So petty shit, you sticking to me, give me all you got of that. Doing this for all my niggas who'd rather go to prison than to let a nigga kill him. So we leaving this P.O. snub nose in his denim. Prep for death is waiting round the corners that he been in. On bending knee, God forgive us, we've been sinning. In our defense, look at the options we was given. Laying in the prison cell, staring at the ceiling. Back in this bitch again, guess they wasn't bullshitting, huh? Still wonder where it all went wrong. Since Phil got killed, I ain't never moved on. Like I'm still in the club where the blows got thrown. When my crown fell down and I got dethroned. Bunch of niggas around, but I feel all alone. Like a piece of me is missing, guess it never came home. Probably died in the van when it all hit the fan. Say the life of a friend, we don't all get the chance. Now here I stand, with blood on my hand, trying hard to explain so it mom understand. I'm in fault for the loss of the soul of a man. Only soldiers know how that'll take a toll on a man. Burdens on the world on my shoulders, heavy. Visibly compose my emotions, buried, scary. So if I pop a pill, smoke a blunt or take a shot, y'all, let a nigga live. Still baffled how my life unraveled. In the meantime, time just traveled. Can't see behind the walls of my castle. Opinionated peon, son, but who asked? I tell you what you do, take your 2 cents. Kick rocks to a fountain, pitch him and make a wish. Shit, if wishes had wings, they'd all make it to heaven and we'd all be kings. If wishes had wings, they'd all make it to heaven and we'd all be kings.
He's back in the studios and he's working harder than ever. It's the big homie T.I. featuring Pharrell. It's called Hear Ye, Hear Ye. Anyways, what up, y'all? I'm Nate Boogie, the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show, episode number 47. Yeah, I'm doing big things around here, trying to make it happen for myself. What more could I ask for? Anyways, you can hit me up, 773-234-5078. And, of course, you can always tweet at me, at Nate Boogie or at Boogie300. Like I said before, this show is unofficially sponsored by the McDonald's McRib, back in McDonald's stores right now. Go get yours. Anyways, back in the news, President of the United States Barack Obama does not like Little Miss Sasha Malia watching one of America's favorite pastimes on TV. Reality TV stars Kim, Courtney, Khloe Kardashian, he does not like them watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Just, and Michelle went on to say she just hopes that they don't take the wrong message from the show, I guess, long story short. And I couldn't agree with them more. I'm not a big reality TV show fan at all. Granted, I do like a little foolishness. I will watch Mari. I will watch Jerry Springer. I watch Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory. What else do I watch? All Worked Up. I love True TV, you know, but it's, I'm kind of weird like that. I like some sort of foolishness, you know, above and beyond foolishness. But, I guess, you know, when you look at those shows that I was speaking of, you don't take those shows and try to embody them. And you don't see people out there trying to act like that. You know, those are just everyday people. When you see stuff like the Kardashians, you see these basketball wives, Real Housewives or wherever, you know, you see these people, you see women out in society trying to portray those women and trying to be like those women. And that's where I see where Barack Obama has the problem with his daughters watching that show. I'm going to end it on that one. Voice your opinions. Let me know what you think about it. You can email me, theboogie300@gmail.com. Also in the news, last week, Kid Cudi did a show, and a fan of his got up on stage some way, somehow, and man, did his security guard tackle the shit out of him. I don't know why he is not in the NFL right now. Bad knee, I don't know what it is, but he tackled the hell out of him. Like I said, you can go to the website, boogie300.com, and pull that up and check it out and let me know what you think of it yourself. But that was one hell of a tackle. Like I said, it's the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show, episode 47, unofficially sponsored by the McRib Sandwich. Do you like the McRib Sandwich? I've been getting a lot of hate thrown at me via Twitter about the McRib Sandwich. I'm hearing people saying it's spam or barbecue sauce on it, and what type of meat is that, and they said it was baboon meat, raccoon meat. I mean, they just hating on the McRib Sandwich, and I don't see why. What has the McRib Sandwich ever did to you? It's only made my belly feel good. Shout out to McDonald's and the McRib sandwich. Go get yours today at your local participating McDonald's. McDonald's need to cut the check also. And going back to the Kid Cudi situation, you know, I've been seeing a lot more people, you know, fans getting on the field during football games, getting on stage with fans and getting tackled off by security guards. Why not get paid to do it? Put on a Boogie300.com shirt and do it. I might pay you for it. If you get that shirt shown and get it on, you know, out there for the world to see, I might just drop it off for you. Good luck. I'm not telling you to do it, but I'm not telling you not to do it. That's all I'm saying. On another note, it's episode 47. I'm about to get up out of this joint. Shout out to my homegirl, Tip Tip. Tip So Fly. Check her out with the Fly Style Society. Make sure you follow her at tip_so_fly on Twitter. Shout out to my lovely daughter, Lil Boogie. I love you. If you're listening to me for the first time, continue to listen. If you listen to me every week, continue to listen. Download the podcast on iTunes. Type it up, Boogie 300. Simple as that. Download it to your iPad, your iPhone, your iPod, whatever it is you got. Put it on there. Pump your boy up. Support it. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend. Boogie300.com is where it's at. Y'all have a safe and prosperous week, and I'm out this thing with a McRib sandwich. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. Peace.